This podcast is brought to you by the new site, EdenPureHowie.com. Save $20 on any of their products, plus get free shipping. Go to EdenPureHowie.com and put in code word MYDEALS. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And has the jury reached a verdict as to each count of the information?
Yes, we have, Your
Honor. The jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Rickhouse, not guilty.
Justice!
Called him a chaos tourist. Said he was on a mission of vigilante justice. That he had gone to do the work of the police and taken the law into his own hands, and that he should be found guilty of homicide. He was not. Not guilty on all charges.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You have the Democrats, the responsible parent, telling you to be decent to people who are different from you and take care of the earth. And
am I cool, kids?
No.
Good, I'm glad. And that's what makes me cool. Not caring, right?
No.
Well, how do you be cool? I feel like we've tried everything here.
And then there's the other parent, the YOLO parent, the Republicans, who let you stay up all night and eat Snickers for dinner.
Can I slug off school tomorrow? Got a pain in me gulliver.
I'm living in a cuckoo clock.
And if you can believe it, it's a Friday once again.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
My heart feels like an alligator. How about you? What's your heart feel like? This is a great day. I'm extremely pleased about the verdict in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Honestly, I was hoping for the best, but I was not expecting such a complete repudiation of the of these spurious charges and the alt-left media's attempt to railroad this kid. It's a great day, I think, and I salute the jury. I salute the judge Schroeder. He's going to take a lot of crap, but he did a great job. And you know, it was that video. Who can forget? Who will ever be able to forget that video? That video will be shown 100 years from now. You know, when he's was the first count. Not guilty. Second count, not guilty. The third count, he becomes clear how it's going to go, and his lower lip starts quivering, and you can see him tearing up. White man's tears, as Joy Reid would say, and then he collapsed when the fifth not guilty came through, and who can blame him? Again, people forget. That or never were told by the rabid Marxist Maoist media that he spent 3 months in the Kenosha jail. 3 months, 17 years old, self-defending himself, and he has to spend 3 months in jail. And then when he gets out, and he's 18 at that point, and he goes out for some beers with his family. And he makes the A-OK sign, and there it is, there's the proof, he's a white supremacist. And of course, Joe Biden, he makes the same sign, nothing to see here, folks, move along. I hope the hell that that he takes Nick Sandman's advice, the kid from Covington Catholic, and just sues the hell out of everybody, you know? And he's got a great case. Let's listen to what you want to talk about the difference between Trump and Biden. If you know, this is just the latest example of how one guy is always wrong and the other guy is always right. This was the debate last year with Chris Wallace. So it was 2-on-1 as Democrat fun, obviously, with Chris Wallace Dementia Joe trying to gang up on President Trump in October. And Biden is responding to his questions, quote unquote questions, his setups, his softballs, Chris Wallace's softball questions about, you know, there were white militia in Portland, Oregon, and Kenosha. Portland, Oregon. I mean, Portland, Oregon, the problem was not white militia. I think we all know that. And the same thing in Kenosha. But anyway, this is what Biden says. This is in the debate. This is with Andrea Mitchell. I'm getting confused. He also mentioned this during the debate. But this is with Andrea Mitchell. Cut nine.
I don't know enough to know whether that 17-year-old kid exactly what he did, but allegedly he's part of a militia coming out of the state of Illinois. Have you ever heard this president say one negative thing about white supremacists? Have you ever heard it?
Allegedly, he's a member of a militia coming out of the state of Illinois. He lived right across the line. His father lived in Kenosha. All of his family lived in Kenosha. He had a job in Kenosha. He didn't take the rifle across the state line either. Unlike what Ayanna Pressley, squad member from the city of Boston, said. So this is Trump. So this is Trump's response to the situation. Cut 10.
You saw the same tape as I saw, and he was trying to get away from them, I guess, it looks like, and he fell, and then they very violently attacked him, and it was something that we're looking at right now, and it's under investigation, but I guess he was in very big trouble. He probably would have been killed, but it's under investigation.
Yeah, I mean, why couldn't Biden have just said it was under investigation? I mean, that's why, you know, Biden is nominally a lawyer. Trump is not. But Trump knows enough to say it's under investigation, so you don't want to comment on it. But Biden having a Democrat.
Well, that's not the proper way to fearmonger, obviously.
Right. Exactly. Someone says drinking age went up to 21 a long time ago. How? Not in Wisconsin, apparently. Maybe it's 3.2 beer, but it's 18. He was okay to be in that tavern the night he got out of jail. 844-500-4242. So they're already going after him, obviously. And MSNBC immediately cut to Jacob Blake. You know, Jacob Blake was the guy who pulled the knife on the cop in Kenosha, and the cop shot him seven times. And that's what paralyzed him, and that's what started the Antifa BLM riots that led to all of this this kangaroo court trial, this star chamber. It actually turned out to be a fair trial, but it never should have been brought to trial, I guess I should say. So Chuck Todd, Democrat operative with Press Pass, trying to toe the line and keep the narrative alive. He wants to cut immediately to Jacob Blake's uncle after the verdict, except for there's a problem here. Cut five.
Jacob Blake's uncle is speaking right now. We want to listen into that. So hang on with me.
Social justice has never been about taking lives, saving lives. It's never been about tearing down communities. It's been about building communities. It's never been about division. It's been about unity. We're going to maintain peace and protest in these streets. And all over America, our voices are going to be heard. All over America, our feet are going to take the streets of America, because we still have Ahmaud Arbery. We still have Heather Heyer in Charlottesville, Virginia. And the fight continues. We know the truth. And one thing about the truth will make you free. We're not satisfied. We're not going to be pacified. And we're not going to accept.
All right, that is not Jacob Blake's uncle. We got some bad information to us. And when we turn that camera on, my apologies.
Do you ever get any good information? Do you still think your old boss, Tom Harkin, was a combat pilot over Vietnam, like your office used to say when he was the senator from Iowa?
Chuck Todd just proving why they weren't allowed in that courtroom.
Chuck, yeah, MSNBC has certainly covered itself with glory yet again. 844-500-4242. So here is here's Eugene Robinson. Now, again, Eugene Robinson is, again, he's saying, okay, let's play the cut where he comes up with this. This is one of the big lies. Cut seven.
He came across state lines carrying a military-style assault weapon with what end? What aim? What end?
The gun was in a safe, I believe, in his stepfather's house. You know, Daniel Patrick Moynihan used to always say, you're entitled to your own opinions, but not to your own facts. This is the Washington Post, which gave itself a Pulitzer Prize for making up all the stories about the Russian hoax, the Russian collusion, which was a hoax. And now this reporter, after this had been going on for all these weeks, after it's been 24/7 coverage for all these weeks, he still doesn't know the basic facts, but he's angry. He's angry enough to lie about what Kyle Rittenhouse did. Cut six.
What concerns me, though, is that the result will be seen as a vindication of vigilantism, of what Kyle Rittenhouse was doing, the larger context of what he was doing, during these demonstrations over the shooting of Jacob Blake.
He was defending his life. They were trying to kill him. You know, they talk about lynchings and lynch mobs. That was a left-wing lynch mob of jailbirds, pederasts, domestic abusers, grandma crushers, and gun-wielding, drunk-driving, convicted felons.
Oh, we just got some new audio from Mark Richards, the defense attorney, talking about Rosenbaum.
Okay. The right to protect oneself from, Mr. Rosenbaum. Don't want to speak ill of the dead, but he wasn't a nice person, and everybody knows why. And a lot of that didn't come in front of the jury. So I don't know that there's any broader implications. I don't want to make it bigger than it is.
Again, I'll say it. He was a pederast. He raped five little boys. Five little boys between the ages of 9 and 11. And as Tucker Carlson put it, I wish I'd said it first, Rosenbaum died as he lived. He was trying to touch an underage male minor who did not want to be touched. Okay? And they're trying to make him out like he's some kind of, like he's Gandhi or somebody. Give me a break. Ditto Huber. Ditto all of them. 844-500-4242. I have exciting news. My friends at Eden Pure are launching a new website that features special deals and discounts on Eden Pure products that only listeners to my show and Grace's show can get access to. The new website is EdenPureHowie.com. Eden Pure has been in business for more than 16 years and is nationally known for its innovative products for better living. Eden Pure started with the portable infrared heater and then expanded into air purifiers, vacuums, air coolers, and more. Their products have become a staple in homes across America, helping people save their hard-earned money. Go to EdenPureHowie.com and use code word MYDEALS. That's EdenPureHowie.com. Use code word MYDEALS. That'll save you $20 on any product on the site, and you'll also get free shipping. Don't let the woke companies get your business and your money. I'm talking to you, Amazon. Go directly to EdenPureHowie.com and save with them. The My Deals code includes their very popular Thunderstorm air purifier and the Gen 40 heater, which is what you really need as the winter arrives. That's EdenPureHowie.com and use code word MYDEALS to get an additional $20 discount on any product as well as free shipping. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
Well, look, I stand by what the jury has to say. Jury system works, and you have to abide by it.
I tried to taint the jury pool, but I didn't succeed. So now I'm on to destroying the rest of the country, whatever I can do. By the way, he said one other thing, too. Play cut 32.
What is the state of your health after this exam today?
Good. They're going to release all the detail. I feel great. Nothing's changed. We're in good shape. And so
and I'm looking forward to celebrating my 58th birthday.
Was he joking when he said that? He's going to be 79 tomorrow.
I would imagine he was joking. He's always saying that, you know, you're as old as you feel, and I'm 49.
Okay.
He made that joke to the Pope, and it went over just as well.
Okay. You know, nobody knows whether he's joking. He's so senile, nobody knows if he's joking or not. Anyway, time now. We're going to take some calls here. What are your initial thoughts here? Are you as happy as I am? Or are you? What do you want to see happen there? I want to see lawsuits. I just want to see a flurry of filings and complaints. I don't think he fits the definition of a public figure. I mean, he is a public figure now, but he wasn't a public figure to begin with. And I think he's got every right to sue, I think. The Chump Line today is brought to you by the poll question is brought to you today by Taser. Protecting my family is my duty, but I want to do so safely and with minimal consequences for my family's life. Thankfully, the people at Taser believe that safer self-defense is possible. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com, promo code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Were you surprised Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty on all five counts?
Yes, I actually was surprised. I was. I tried not to indicate it and that I was losing confidence, but as it dragged on, I began to think that there would be some kind of maybe a mixed verdict. Yes, I'm surprised.
34% say they were surprised.
Wow. All right. I'm not sure how truthful people are being in this poll, but okay. All right. Here was the reaction outside the courthouse after the verdict was rendered. Cut 8.
If you don't like it, let me leave and never come back.
I couldn't even understand some of that, but I think most people were pretty happy about it. But the mainstream media, never fear, they continue to be in this state of denial. This is Terry Moran from ABC, quote unquote, News, you know, where Stephanopoulos, he's the Chuck Todd of ABC News, another Democrat operative, the Jake Tapper of ABC News, another Democrat operative. But this is his man, Terry Moran, talking about what a great job the prosecutors did in Kenosha. And you saw it with your own eyes. So who are you going to believe, Terry Moran or your own lying eyes and ears? Cut 4.
Some of their witnesses kind of blew up on them on the witness stand and opened the door for some evidence helpful to Kyle Rittenhouse to come in. But in his summation, in his closing argument, Prosecutor Thomas Binger did manage to pull this together and paint a picture of a young man out on the street with a gun who was not under control and not at critical moments truly threatened with great bodily harm or that he would be killed. The jury didn't buy it at the end, but they sure did think about it.
It was a street fight. How can you be in control in a street fight? They were trying to kill him. That pederast was grabbing his gun. He had powder burns on his hand at the autopsy. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Quickly, Paul.
Yes, sir. Very thankful for the verdict, and I hope that the government of Kenosha can do everything they can to squash down any type of rebellion or rioting. God bless America.
Thank you, Paul. And, Terry Evers, the Democrat governor of Wisconsin, is up for re-election next year. And I don't think he needs any rioting in the streets. It's one thing when you can weaponize, pounce and seize, as the Democrats like to say, and turn it into a referendum on Donald Trump. But any rioting now will be a referendum on Dementia Joe and Governor Evers. I'm Howie Carr. We'll be right back.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Texter says the ultimate lesson here is never bring a skateboard to a gunfight. And that's, yes, that's one of many lessons here, too. 844. And someone else is saying that when NBC News broke in with the bulletin on this, they said a mostly white jury. Well, the county is over 90% white, okay? The defendant was white. The victims were white. I think the jury would be mostly white. But again, they've lied about this from day one. We're going to have Eddie Scarry on from The Federalist a little bit later in the show. He had a great column about this today. A guy in the New York Times wrote a column that made it appear that Kyle Rittenhouse had shot blacks, that the victims were black. You know, I mean, it's one thing to make a stupid mistake like the New York Times is always making, but this was I don't know how else it could be anything but intentional. Brandon, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead. We always go to a Brandon first. Go ahead, Brandon. Let's go,
hey,
Brandon.
Howie, thank you. Glad to be on the show first time. Hey, was glad to see the verdict. Not guilty on all charges. I was concerned that the jury was not going to be able to come to not guilty charges on all the verdicts just because of all the stuff that the mainstream media has been pushing. I wasn't sure they were going to be able to stay impartial. I was glad they did. It was great to see. It's a good day for Americans.
Yeah, no, I agree. I was afraid. I thought they wanted to do the right thing, but they were going to be intimidated, you know, by the apparently some of the thugs outside were chanting and you know, during the deliberations, or you could hear them inside the courthouse while the deliberations were going on. I assume they could hear them. And I thought that they might be intimidated, and then they were being chased by that Maoist MSNBC car, you know. And then there was one of the thugs was in the courtroom trying to take pictures of them. So, you know, there were a lot of worrisome signs, but the jury came through like gangbusters, and I'm so pleased and so happy. We finally get some good news here. Thanks for the call, Brandon. Diane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Diane.
Yeah, Howie, I gave a sigh of relief. And what I wanted to say was that guy with the skateboard was a pretty good-sized guy. And the average skateboard weighs between 8 and 10 pounds. And
right.
He probably had a heavier one. And I weighed my hammer last night. It weighs less than 2 pounds. And it ticked me off when I heard Krause make that remark.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to hit him with one.
I know. And, you know, and again, too, somebody said that nobody ever got killed with a skateboard. Oh, that was a legal analyst on CNN, another one of the fake news networks. And again, a texter a couple days ago said, Howie, Google skateboard killings, and they're multiple around the country. They tend to happen more in California, but it's not like it's a once in a lifetime occurrence where someone is beaten to death with a skateboard or severely injured with a skateboard. I mean, yeah, of course you can you could be injured if not killed with a skateboard. And it's another good, there are a lot of good texts coming in today at Howie. Text Howie to 63566 to join the text club. And one guy texted and said, "I guess Krause now knows what it's like to take a beating. You know, he's the lunch bucket. He's the fat guy. He didn't. He said, everybody takes a beating. Well, you guys, lunch bucket." There's so many
Joe's
ways you can go
bucket.
With lunch. You can
Joe
go with lunch bucket. Free. I prefer buffet lunch or free lunch, actually. But whatever is Krause is his real name, I guess.
Is it Robert Krause?
I don't remember.
Then you could call him Buffet Bob.
I'm sure he'll be drowning his sorrows tonight in jumbo shrimps.
It's Jim Krause.
Jim Krause with lots of cocktail sauce and probably a few cocktails as well. Thanks for the call, Diane. Brad, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brad.
Howie, of course, I'm very happy at the verdict. I I just hope that Kyle can sue Biden as well.
Yeah, I do too. I hope so as well. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Brad. 844-500-4242. You know who seems to have no defense here is, and she's already been asked about this, is Ayanna Pressley. I'm just looking at her tweet right now from August 26th of last year. Here's what she said, the congresswoman, the squad member from Boston. A 17-year-old white supremacist, domestic terrorist, drove across state lines armed with an AR-15. Okay? So how many mistakes were there in that? He's not a white supremacist. He's not a domestic terrorist. He didn't drive across state lines, unless you want to say you drove across state lines, Ayanna, when you moved from Chicago to Boston. And he was not armed with an AR-15 when he drove across state lines, because the gun was stored in his stepfather's house in Kenosha. So there were at least three or four errors in that first sentence. Here's the next sentence. He shot and killed two people who had assembled to affirm the value, dignity, and worth of black lives. He shot and killed two people who were trying to kill him, both of whom were convicted felons. Okay? Now, I know you don't have the right to shoot a convicted felon if he's not coming after you, but these guys were recidivists. They were career criminals. And Rosenbaum is the lowest form of criminal. He's a skinner. He's a child rapist. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. I'll tell you, down here on the Cape today, I had all the guys on crew, and they, of course, they have all their radios on, and as soon as they read that verdict, my guys all were cheering. You would have thought they won the World Series today, but I'm going to tell you, my son asked me, he goes, did you donate? I said, of course. That's the first time my Chevron Oil stock dividend ever paid me back the way I wanted, and that's the money I donated to that kid. So I am so proud and so happy. Have a good day.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for calling. Everybody I know was extremely happy about this. It was like yesterday winning with TCI being having the Charlie Parker, the governor, throw the towel in on that. That was a good victory, but this was bigger, obviously. This was a national thing, and it's just so good to have a couple of wins, especially when they passed the build broke better. Bilge boondoggle plan today. 844-500-4242. I don't think it's going anywhere in the Senate, but still it's depressing that it could get as far as it did. Let's see. Fletcher, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Fletcher.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted to say, you know, as a young millennial, you know, being 28, I kind of thought justice was dead in this country, but man, was I proven wrong today. You know, I was thinking at most.
You don't have to be, Fletcher, you don't have to be a millennial to be very pessimistic about the justice situation in the United States. But go ahead.
I thought at best maybe, you know, he was going to get a mistrial, but to have the jury read off that verdict, that was impressive. You know, as a big self-defense guy myself and as a gun owner, you know, that's the best kind of verdict we can hope for. And I wasn't expecting it, you know.
Yeah, and I mean for the mainstream media to have demonized this guy, this kid, because that's all he is. He's a kid. He's a teenager, and he's a Boy Scout. He was in high school. He was working as a lifeguard, and to make him into the face of white supremacy, like he's or the face of white privilege. He has no white privilege. He lives with his mother. He comes from a broken household. He lives with a single mother. What are his chances of ever getting into an Ivy League school? I mean, even before this, they were nil. They were zero, as opposed to David Hogg, you know, who becomes the darling of the left wing. 8-4. Thanks for the call, Fletcher. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, hi, Howie. I'm just wondering, you know, this is a great victory. I'm real happy. I was actually really surprised, too, that, you know, that they weren't intimidated. You know, that's like what was
that's
brought
the
up the
That's
other
the word, intimidated. That's what a lot of us were afraid of, I think. Yeah, go ahead.
And to follow through on that, though, I mean, what MSNBC did and then this guy running into the courtroom trying to snap pictures, isn't that like like intimidation, like jury intimidation, isn't that like a crime?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the judge issued pretty stern warnings to the media not to try to interfere with these people while they were members of the jury involved in a trial, whether they were just hearing testimony or closing arguments or then doing the deliberations. I mean, they were under orders. I mean, it's real basic stuff. I mean, it's the same. It's the way the media is supposed to behave in any trial. You're never supposed to call a juror during a trial. I mean, it was just so far out of line. But it's MSNBC. They're part of the team, you know, and that's part of the whole intimidation process, you know, to let them know you're being watched, your picture's being taken, you know, we're gonna follow you, and our people are gonna when the bus drops you off at the parking lot, we're gonna take down your license numbers and we're gonna find out where you live. I mean, even if the producer, the freelance producer, was operating innocently, that's how I would have taken it if I were on the jury. And I see I'm being a car is running a red light, and it's from an Uber left wing network that apologizes for Red China, that has made up all kinds of errant nonsense about the Russian collusion hoax. Thanks for the call, Bill. 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt is now over $28 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all I've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
Okay, we're going to keep going with the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict and your reactions to it when we come back at after the top of the hour, 844-500-4242. But right now we have a great cheap bastard deal. This is one of our most popular ones. And this will be your only chance to get it at this price before Christmas. The Kathy Ireland Gym Spa. It turns your $1,000 dishwasher into a $1,000 jewelry cleaning and sanitizing machine. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, high-grade polymer, and no mechanical parts, the Kathy Ireland Gym Spa ensures a lifetime of clean and sanitized jewelry. You will be blown away how great it works, and you won't have to take your precious jewelry to the jewelry store anymore to get it cleaned and have that expense. and wait for it to come back. While supplies last, you can order the Kathy Ireland Gem Spa Jewelry Cleaning System. It's a $79.99 value for just $39.99. That's half price. Supplies are very limited for this cheap bastard deal. Get yours now by going to HowieCarshow.com and clicking store. With us now to tell us more about the Kathy Ireland Gym Spa is David Bellman. David, hey. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, Howie, how are you? It's nice to be with you again.
Great. Listen, we usually have Grace doing this with me because she uses the Kathy Ireland Gym Spa more than I do.
Yeah, you know? She loves but, it. And the rings always look great.
Yeah, but it's really great. The great thing about it is you just put your jewelry in this little container, the okay. Gem Spa, and you put it in the dishwasher with any run of the mill, you know, doing the dinner dishes or any other kind, or do it by itself. And in a half hour, your jewelry comes out looking spotless.
It absolutely. Run it with your dishes. I know it sounds a little crazy, but it works. We just went national with the product last night. We were on, we were featured on the TV show Extra, and we sold a ton of Gem Spas on the Extra show last night. So that was a huge bump for us. And I got to tell you, the jewelry cleaner is doing great. People really appreciate clean, but not only clean, but sanitized jewelry, especially now because the bacteria. People are learning the bacteria levels that build up on their jewelry because it hasn't been cleaned in a really long time is like off the charts, like in many cases, 5 to 10 times more bacteria than a public toilet seat. I mean, it's really that bad.
And you know, too, you forget how good jewelry looks when it's cleaned and polished. And you put a ring or something in the spa and 30 minutes later, it looks like it did when you got married or when your mother gave you your grandmother's ring, whatever.
Exactly. It looks just like that. You get professional jewelry store results at home, and you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You just take your jewelry, put it in the Gem Spa, let the dishwasher do all the work. And what we're doing this Christmas season is we're giving Howie Carr listeners our biggest discount ever. We're giving $20 off each Gem Spa, and we're going to be doing free shipping. And all you have to do is go to bellmans.com/grace to be able to take advantage of it. If you can't get it on the cheap bastard deal, just go to Bellmans. It's bellmans.com/grace. And you can save $20 and get free shipping. So hopefully a lot of people will take advantage of that and have a great Christmas gift for every woman who has jewelry, which is just about everybody.
So if you don't get the if you don't get the cheap bastard deal, because they're going to go very fast at HowieCarshow.com, click on store. You can go to bellmans.com/grace.
Yes,
and you can get $20 off the list price and get free shipping. And this is a great stocking stuffer, and this is something that is guaranteed to be used by the woman in your life.
Absolutely. Thank you, Howie.
Okay, great. Again, if you want the Kathy Ireland Gem Spa, go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store. There's only a handful left. You get them $79.99 value for $39.99. I'm Howie Carr.